Thank you so much, Joan, and thanks everybody for being here. Hemingway's has just been my entire life as a writer. When I came to Pittsburgh in the 1900s, as my daughter would say. I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh, but I came to be back to be a writer, and it's been everything. So thank you. And also, I really hate to follow Jim Daniels, because you have been one of my heroes from the very beginning, too. So I never tell you that. So, also, I'm old, and I borrowed my husband's reading glasses. Oh, I can't see from those. His eyes are so much worse. So I'm just going to read two things. Both of them are about... If you're of a certain age from the 1900s, you might remember a band called The Village People, and you might know a song called YMCA. The song is very important to me, it's very serious. So both these pieces feature that song. After a pitcher of beer at Antler's Pub, I believed I was brave and walked with my friend Mike to the State Street Pier. Mike was funny, a good drinking buddy, and fearless. He pissed from the edge of the pier, then pole vaulted over the railing and landed hard with both feet, right on the lake below. He skidded on the ice and pretended he was surfing. It was probably 10 degrees out. "Come on," he said, "it's solid, look." He jumped up and down. He did a little dance. "What are you afraid of?" he said. If he asked me now, all these years later, I would say everything. But I was young, and we'd been drinking, and I didn't want to spoil anything. So I climbed over the railing. I put one foot, then the other, on the ice. I took two steps onto the lake and stopped. I waved at Mike and tried not to look worried. Mike laughed and did his best Village People. He spelled out YMC with his arms and then waved at me like, "Come on, add the A." But I froze. I looked out in the direction I thought was Canada. There were lights out there and a dark lump that may have been land and which was most likely Ohio. Canada seemed exotic and far away. Years later, I joined the airlines and see the world and not the way they promise in the Army. Mike would join the Army. Neither of us would get the dream, would spend many drunk nights dreaming, a houseboat off Key West, a life of reading and drinking and making art. We didn't know that then. That night, the ice felt sturdy. I felt like a god walking on water, though I didn't go farther than two steps. Still, I knew what Simone Weil once said, if the desire itself is strong enough, the desire itself will create the light. And so I believed, if I really wanted, I could make it all the way across. Thanks. So a little while back, I started writing these like short prose pieces about, you know, the phrase, let yourself go. Don't let yourself go. Let yourself go. You can't do right either way, right? So this is one of those, again, featuring YMCA. Pick yourself up off the ground. On middle-aged parenting, roller skating, the power of the Village People, and other insensible joys. One mid-pandemic day, because I love my daughter and because I have what my mother said is the common sense of a doorknob, I found myself sprawled on a tennis court, trying not to pass out. I'd never broken a bone before, mostly because I'm not athletic, which seems an oxymoron. The only sport I've ever been competent at is tennis, though my high school tennis coach, a middle-aged man built like a pork chop, but a gazelle on the court, would disagree. This is not about tennis. My daughter Phelan and I decided to take up roller skating during the pandemic, even though all the rinks were shuttered, because we could do it outside. I prided myself on my skating skills, forged in the 1900s in Pittsburgh, those decades of pink satin bomber jackets, sweaty-palmed couple skates, and the dreaded limbo. I was excited to show off for my daughter. Phelan was excited to get a hot pair of skates like the ones she saw on TikTok. As you read this, I will be in my final year of my 50s. I should not dance on wheels or use abbreviations like hello or know what's rolling on TikTok. But such is middle-aged parenting. I don't want kids to think you have an old woman for a mother, my mother, who adopted me when she was 40, would say. My mother dyed her hair until she was 70. She wore lipstick, a forever young shade called flamingo pink. Don't let yourself go, should say about appearances, and I'd say, go where? I was an only child. For years, my mother was my playmate. We played badminton and dressed in matching cat costumes for Halloween. She was big pussy. I was little pussy. This did not play well in my middle school. Sensible things, my mother, a nurse who knew the dangers of wheels, would say. What are you thinking? I was 36 when I had my son, 40 when I had my daughter. Sometimes I'm self-conscious about my late start at parenting, and I worry how my kids feel about it. I don't want you to die, my daughter said years ago. We were having Boston Market mac and cheese, her favorite. We hadn't been talking about mortality. I kissed my daughter, wiped her sudden tears, and assured her I could never die because this mac and cheese was so delicious. Who would die? Growing up, I worried my parents would die at any second, and so I told them I love them a lot. How's the weather? I love you. Pass the salt, please. I love you. How's your day? I love you. I wanted I love you to be the last thing they heard before they died. So creepy, my mother said, and figured it had something to do with my adoption and could be worked out in therapy. But the skates. One perfect blue-skied day, my daughter, sick of online everything, slumped and sighed. Can't we do something? She stretched the syllables for miles. Phelan's skate sat in a corner, all siren song and longing. My yogi friend sometimes took her skates for a spin on tennis courts. There was a tennis court nearby, cracked asphalt, nets that seemed gnawed by sharks, mostly abandoned, but still. And so we packed our skates in a portable speaker. I made a playlist, the Gap Band, the Bee Gees. If you grew up in the 1900s, you know. The tennis courts were, as expected, empty. The Gap Band dropped a bomb on me. Phelan clung to the fencing, then found her skate legs. I did too. I did one lap, then another. I felt graceful skating to all those memories, my first French kiss, raspberry icy on my tongue, the swoosh of my satin jacket, the possibility of possibility of possibility. And then I hit a crack, and I went down hard. The pain in my wrist was slow, then not. I looked at my daughter wheeling around the court, so happy, so free. I didn't want to ruin things. I told her to keep skating. I told her I'd be fine. I wasn't fine. It's been 2 years now. The metal plate in my arm, I know from x-rays, is the size of a dinner fork. I had to explain to doctors over and over how I had done what I'd done. They could not believe it. A friend reminded me that when I'm cremated, this plate will be left simmering in the ashes. It's such a big piece of metal, something worth saving, maybe. So creepy, my mother would say. When my mother died, I found wadded up tissues in her makeup drawer, imprints of her pink kisses on them. I love my daughter. I want to believe we will go on forever, which may be why I recently decided to unearth our skates and head to Eaton Park in McKeesport, my first roller rink, my daughter's first roller rink. Inside the Eden Park entrance, there are signs. Skate at your own risk. Insurance does not, caps, cover injury. Upstairs, the rink looks the same. A birthday party is going down, kids trying to cha-cha slide, hollow-eyed parents trying to hold them up like lifeguards doing their best to not drown with the drowning. I lace my skates, stand up, and hold on to whatever I can. Phelan stays behind me saying encouraging things like, you got this, sweetie, and you're doing great, sweetie. At some point in this living, parents and children switch places, but it's too soon for that. Still, the way my daughter calls me sweetie hits my heart. My knees wobble, but soon I'm flying, dodging downed kids, a human pinball zigging this way and that. When we take a break, my daughter says, I saw you. You looked young, like another version of yourself. It's simple magic. You go around in a circle and forget your troubles, said Shuri Mellon, 50, whose family has owned Eden Park for decades. You become a child again. You feel free. Where else can you find that now? Phelan is 18. She does a few laps. I sit and watch and try to freeze this moment for when I'll need it later. This is, of course, about time. It's strange and terrible and lovely passing. I start to unlace my skates, but then the first notes of the Village People's YMCA come on. I lace back up. I can't resist. And of course, I go down hard. Faye shouts, "Mom, no!" A group of birthday kids gathers around. One girl, hands on her cheeks, gasps, "Are you okay? Lady!" I'm fine. I am. I get up. Even though I feel it later, I go around again, side by side with my almost grown daughter, laughing, our arms over our heads, spelling out letters to a song we both will always know by heart. Thanks very much.